Algerian military teams are carefully picking their way through a sprawling gas refinery today, looking for booby traps. Algerian special forces had stormed the facility, overpowering the Islamic militants who'd been holding foreign hostages there. The military raids killed dozens of militants and hostages. Details are still murky, but joining us now for some insight is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only at 11 p.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. David, this is just the latest escalation in Northwest Africa. We have French troops fighting in Mali right now. The terrorists originally claimed that this plan was in response to that French offensive, but now we're learning it almost certainly was hatched before that offensive. So what do we know about the original goals of these militants?
Well, I think it's clear that there's a Libyan connection to all of this. The weapons and the trained fighters who had worked for Gaddafi came back to Mali and to Algeria after he was deposed and eliminated. And their goals were mostly local, to take control of their respective countries. I'm sure this operation of theirs was long planned. But these things are not just one thing or another, and clearly the French decision to go into Mali to prevent the capture of the capital served as a useful ideological political trigger to get this plan underway. And what it shows is that while the offshoots of al-Qaeda may not at this point be able to attack the homeland again as in 9/11, they certainly can reach U.S. personnel and U.S. interests in the far-flung global economy.
Right.
And we shouldn't be surprised. Just as there can't be a policeman on every street in every big city, there can't be a special forces unit, every kilometer or every square kilometer of a foreign country. And that's something that we're going to have to, A, work out strategies for, and B, learn to live with, because these people cannot be entirely eliminated. Every elimination produces, at least two brothers who were have a blood oath against whatever power did the elimination of their brother, their comrade. And we see this as an ongoing fight, even with the elimination of Osama bin Laden.
Well, it seems like we are seeing more and more of these offshoot groups. Are they more dangerous than al-Qaeda itself right now?
Well, probably not in terms of being able to mount, as I said, a direct attack on the United States homeland, although, that remains to be seen. It hasn't happened yet. We've done a lot of things that would prevent taking over an airline. But we know that our ports are still not far from 100% safe. I think the point is that there's no single base of al-Qaeda operations that, is going to be the launching point. These plans are hatched over the Internet. They're coordinated. Most likely, if something comes, it would come from an unsuspected place, an allied country, somebody that we wouldn't normally look at as one of the enemy. So it's great vigilance that's required, and the understanding that ideas don't die as easily as the people who initially propagate them.
What did you make of the U.S. involvement in all this? It seems like, at least publicly, the U.S. was very hands-off in letting Algeria conduct the military operation as they saw fit, which is obviously very different than the U.S. would have done, because a lot of hostages were killed in this.
Well, the Algerians have their own blood feud against these terrorists. The hundreds of thousands of people have died in recent years in Algeria in terrorist attacks and wars with terrorists, so it's understandable. They're there to show that they're, there is no talking. They act. But it's interesting. The United States spent considerable resources and time trying to support forces, militants, groups in Mali to block what everybody understood would likely be a return of Islamist fighters. And it looks like all of that time and money, or at least much of it, was in vain, that these groups either turned tail in the face of the Islamist militias or actually joined them. So it was not a bright spot for the U.S. Africa Command. And I think there's going to be considerable introspection on that. So, our hands were involved from the very beginning. I mean, indeed, many people believe that the operation at the consulate and the adjoining building in Benghazi, Libya, was partly, or in large part, trying to monitor and in some degree control the flow of weapons and militants from Libya back to countries like Mali and Algeria. It's a complicated equation.
Absolutely, and we'll have to leave it at that, but good insight as always. Thank you very much, David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only at 11 p.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m.